also that the sutta in the Anguttara 4, where the Buddha points out the four, goals or functions of samadhi, or results of samadhi, so that the first one being a pleasant abiding here and now, which is equated with the jhanas. Second one is knowledge and vision, so that sort of abhinya, having kind of special knowledge and vision, and different understandings, different powers as a function of samadhi, and then mindfulness and alertness, and the fourth one being the ending of the asavas, and then each one has a particular focus. I can't remember what the focus is for them, but I think it might be just a description of the jhanas as for knowledge and vision, the focus is to picking up the perception of light, and then developing that the light nimitta, and then using that as your stepping stone into different abhinyas or superior knowledges. Third one, the focus for mindfulness and alertness is to know the arising, establishing, and ceasing of feeling, of perception, of thought, where one directs one's attention. And then for the ending of the asavas is the attention to the arising and ceasing of the five khandhas, form, feeling, perception, mental formations, and consciousness as the basis of insight into relinquishing the attachment to these roots of defilement.
If I recall correctly, that fourth one as well, I think the cause is included. It may even be the four noble truths. It's a little vague, but I was struck by the similarity between the third and the fourth when I read that.
Right.
And I was sort of really thinking about it. Well, what's the difference?
Right,
and
right.
I was thinking, one thing that I did observe is that it seemed like the cause was more emphasized in that fourth, meaning somehow like paying attention to the arising, establishing, and passing away of thoughts, feelings, and perceptions,
right,
wasn't quite as deep as understanding the causal links and processes that bring about the khandhas.
Right. To me, interpreted or felt about it was that mindfulness and clear comprehension seeing this process of the mind, but then with the relinquishing of the asavas, it's the basis of identity of the, because when the Buddha speaks of establishing of insight into relinquishing, it's always around that sense of the establishing of identity. So like that Sakkaya Ditti is rooted in the khandhas, and that identity with the khandhas.